Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Lady Carolyn.
I'm Elder Clayton Evans.
And tonight our topic is spend time getting to know one another for real. But before we get started, we're going to have some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Father, my God, we come before your throne, Father God, this evening. It's our will. We don't know how, Father God. We're just asking, Father God, for your spirit to be with us, Father God. Speak to our hearts, Father God, your word and your will. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
And again, our topic is spend time getting to know one another for real. We will be discussing how too many times two people begin a relationship with no knowledge of who they are in a relationship with, only to realize that the person they are with is not at all the person they thought they met. Everyone has a representative that they send out on dates, but this representative cannot last more than 90 days. Unfortunately, for most of us, we have already slept with the person and sometimes even began living with them. The difficulty with this is that we end up mistaking infatuation, desire, and even sex for love. But when we try to operate in these things, we lose the ability to learn how to operate in love. It is best that we get to know each other first and foremost in order to develop and maintain a relationship that will enable us to learn how to operate in love. And tonight our scripture is coming out of 1 Peter, the second chapter, verse 11, and we're going to do the King James Version, and then I'm going to do the Message Version of the same scripture. Amen? And the scripture reads, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul." And 1 Peter 2:11 from the Message Bible says, "Friends, this world is not your home, so don't make yourselves cozy in it. Don't indulge your ego at the expense of your soul. Live an exemplary life among the natives so that your actions will refute their prejudices. Then they'll be won over to God's side and be there to join in the celebration when he arrives." And that's the word of God.
The people of God, thanks be unto God.
Amen, amen. And this topic, spend time getting to know one another for real, is real important because, like I said, most of the time we get with people and we don't know who we get with. We don't have a clue. But we form these intimate relationships before we even decide to even try to learn how to operate in love, and we wonder why these relationships end up jacked up. And it was a real special topic to my heart because I know that when I met my husband, we slept together on the first night, the very first night that we met. And it scared me to death. I felt so wrong, but it was flesh. It was something that I wanted to do. I was lonely. I was needy. I wanted to be with somebody, you know, and he was attractive, and and we spent a lot of time together that night, and it just ended up that way. Fortunately for us, you know, we are still married, and we did get married, but we suffered. We suffered because we did not know each other. You know, usually when I tell our story, I always say we fell madly in bed, then we got married, and then we tried to get to know each other. And that was so out of order. And they say that where there's no order, there's chaos. And that's what we had. We had chaos. Because just trying to get to know one another for real was not an easy job for us, and because we had added some things to the relationship that wasn't supposed to be there. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we became tied at the soul before we really got a chance to know each other as individuals. Soul ties are very deep, and they can bind you together. Honestly, knowing one another, who, what, where, or why.
Amen.
You know? And so all the baggage that you have, now you got somebody else's too. Imperative, I mean, God made order for a reason. And a lot of times in our flesh, we deny that very precious gift that he's given us, you know, to get to, you know, I mean, free will is a beautiful thing.
Amen.
But if you use it the wrong way, it could be detrimental too. That's why he sent us his word, so that we could know these things and really, you know, spare ourselves so much pain and hurt in life. But, like you said, you know, it was the spirit is always good, but the flesh is weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and being attracted with you know, the senses, not really listening to that still small voice telling you no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and We suffer so much for not listening.
Because mm-hmm. It was there.
Yeah.
It was there because I definitely heard, no, go home. Go to your own house by yourself. And I kept ignoring it, you know, and it just...
Oh, did I?
Trying to make it into... A quiet, real still, quiet.
We have a tendency to shed him out,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of who we are, you know, who we're at the time anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we both had decided that the flesh gets what the flesh wants, you know, so that we know the consequences of that.
Amen.
You know, and it's the scripture says that sin, mm-hmm. we enjoy sin for a season. And then when that season is over with, then the consequences of that sin reveals itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be it the unwanted pregnancy, be it a disease, be it emotional turmoil, whatever. You know, it's a consequence to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times... we don't realize just how destructive that could be. And besides that, you know, having sex prior to marriage, it cheapens the relationship. It takes away what God intended for it to be. You know, that wedding night is supposed to be special.
Right.
You know, I believe I mentioned to you earlier, though, how, you know, we had that mentality of wanting to buy the car first before we buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a misconception of our Heavenly Father's design for us. You know, so there's always a consequence to pay. Like I said earlier, we don't follow the ordained order of things that God has planned for us. But by his grace, you know, because he is a graceful God, he allowed us to weather through those things and come to a point where we did begin to understand what it means to look at each other as, with spiritual eyes,
mm-hmm.
Instead of in the flesh.
Right. And I like what you were saying earlier when we were discussing this about sex was meant for the marriage bed, and We do put the cart before the horse. You have so many people that, you know, I got two children by two different people, and not one of them, probably, you know, I can't say for sure, but I believe that not one of them wanted to marry me. I don't think that that was either one of their designs for me and to be in their life. But those soul ties, those are people that's tied to me for the rest of my life, you know. And right now, I couldn't even tell you where either one of them are. And it's amazing how when we go through these things, you know, when we start going off into these fleshly desires and these relationships with people, we always think that it's love. Yeah, and we say it so easily, so readily, but it's not love. Love never fails. Love endures. And you can tell that when it's real love, like you was talking about, the things that God allowed us to weather because it's a real love. You know, with the passion that we have for Christ, you know, the love that we have because God is in us is what keeps us together. It's nothing that we're doing on our own. You know, it's nothing that keeps me now, because I do have the agape love for you. It's nothing now that keeps me from looking over you and not being able to see God in you. You know, we was talking about that last night, you know, looking at each other with spiritual eyes. And I've come to know you. Like I tell you, I joke with you a lot of time, but I'm serious. I study you, you know. I pay attention and watch these behaviors and characteristics that you have as a man. Things that used to get on my nerves or upset me or make me feel different, you know, about you. Now I see the character of the man that you are. And these things, even the idiosyncrasies, you know, like you was talking about last night, you know, some things that we have to work through with each other, because even though we are one, we are not the same. We're not the same. So I cannot expect for you to think the same way that I think or feel the same way that I feel at the same time that I feel it, or to express things the same way, or to know. You know, one of the things that I teach in my ministry with women is tell him what you want him to know. Don't expect for him to guess or to know. Because a lot of times, because we have had these different people in our lives, we have to learn the person that we're with, the person that we're going to spend the rest of our life with. We need to learn them, and not in comparison, you know, but objectively, not to say that this is the same person going to do the same thing or act the same way. Even if they have some characteristics that are alike, this is still not the same person. It's different. And just because it's different does not mean that it's wrong. That was another thing that I had to learn. Different does not mean wrong. Just because you don't want the toilet paper with the paper coming from the bottom don't mean that that's wrong, you know. And I look at things now, you know, getting a better understanding that the more that I get to know you, the more that I do love you, the more that I know exactly who you are. You know, we could be for real with each other at all times. We laugh and joke now about things that we never was able to laugh and joke about before.
So true. And it's about taking that walk together, you know, to get to know each other. Because really, like the scripture says, you know, that fleshly looks, it really distracts you. You know, from getting to know each other,
mm-hmm.
because it's more of your desire for that than your desire to really get to know that person, mm-hmm. you know. And somewhere along the line, the other shoe got to drop, you know. Well, who is this person I'm with anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And usually you don't find that out until they clown. You know,
as long as we're having fun,
it's all right. But soon as they clown or refuse to do whatever it is that you want them to do, and you start seeing some little things, you know. Sorry to cut you off, but I was thinking about this lady that you was telling me about that you were dating, and she came to your apartment, and you had another lady at your apartment. And she was not concerned about the lady at the apartment. At that time, you said that you were drinking and getting high,
mm-hmm.
and she was more concerned about that than the woman.
And the woman.
you know.
And I thought that was so strange, you know, but hey, what can I say, you know, I guess stranger things have happened, but, you know, I get my train of thought back.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, but anyway, you know, I mean, oh, I know what I was going to say.
Okay.
Like, the, you know, the old folks used to say, you know, when you bought a friend, you know, I don't care if it be a lady friend or a male friend, you know, first thing they want to know is who your people,
mm-hmm.
you know. They want to know who your parents are. They want to know a little bit about your history.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know who you're bringing into the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a reason for that, you know, and it's something that should be passed on, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's important to know the history
right.
of the person that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we don't know these things until later on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how long was it before you got to meet my people?
Yeah.
You know, it was a long time. I mean, geographically, we were in different states and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blessed to get a chance to know your people because they're here.
Right.
You know, but still, there's always that other side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And that is good to know, too,
yeah,
because
when
you have children.
And then you get to know more about that person because those relatives can kind of fill in the blanks on some of the things maybe that you really don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And then you get to see how they act around their siblings or their mother or father still living, how he acts toward his mother or she
mm-hmm.
acts toward her mother. And it gives you a clear picture of who this person really is.
Right.
You know, but without that history, all you know is what you've been told.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or even having a chance to have a conversation with that person's siblings or whatever. To help you get a better understanding of who that person is that's in your life, you know. So it's so important to know that history, you know.
Like you say, get the medical records.
Medical records.
Get the
credit scores. Get it all, oh, man. Everything you can get.
And credit score, that's a good idea. Because, you know, people do bring debt into relationships. And one of the things we were talking about with the representative, you know, some men have a representative like a Richie Rich. And they come in and they want to wine and dine you and spend money on you and show you a real, real, real good time. But they could be spending up their little savings, you know. And then you got women that represent, they want to represent Betty Crocker. You know, they want to cook you some good dinners and stuff. But then, you know, these representatives leave in about 90 days. His bank account is down. He ain't got no more money for real. And he mad with you because you asked him for money.
He's trying to impress you with his car no money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And later on, he's trying to see what you got so he can replace that car no money with money you got.
Uh-huh.
You know, people have ulterior motives for what they do, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that, you know, people need to watch.
Yeah.
You know, because we get these soul ties and we get tied up with these people. And then, you know, the whole expectation of the relationship changes.
Yeah.
It shifts, you know, and it can cause some serious problems,
mm-hmm.
you know. But if we come with the intention of getting to know that person and really allow them to see who we are and what we're about, they have a better choice, you know, chance to make that choice if they want to be involved with that person or not.
Mm-hmm. Like the movie, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. Remember the lady took off everything? She had fake hips. She had fake behind. She had
fake legs.
She had a wig and everything, you know. Don't be fooled by appearances.
Yeah.
Look for the heart in a person because if you have a person, especially women, you know, I have some females that I had encountered that, you and I used to be one, you know. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. What can you do for me? How much you got? When you going to have it? And I will come over and get it. Don't make any difference, you know. But when we go into these relationships and those are our motives, if money is your motive for going into a relationship, when the money is gone, the relationship is too. If sex is the motive, then when sex is no longer beneficial to whoever don't want it anymore, then the relationship, when it get old, then the relationship is over. You know, if it's manipulation, which is witchcraft, ain't got nothing to do with God. If you're going in trying to control somebody or you think that you want to control somebody, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And we have to be real careful that we do get to know what kind of people we're getting involved with, because these are the people that we are bringing into our home. And like you say, these are the spirits that's going to dwell with us.
That's right.
And we have to be real careful what kind of spirits we're going to entertain.
And nowadays, you know, the sexual aspect is so the norm these days. People do it without even thinking about it anymore, you know. Even with all this out there today, diseases and whatnot, you know, people still have a cavalier attitude about, you know, casual sex, you know. And even though condoms do protect, they don't protect you from everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we are precious. You know, our bodies, the scripture says it's a temple for the Holy Spirit. And if we don't consider ourselves, you know, precious and valuable and worthy, then the other person won't look at it that way either.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just so important. It's important to our souls, you know, that we take time to get to know people.
That's what the scripture was saying. It says, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul.
Yeah.
War. That's a big word.
Yeah.
It didn't say fight.
No.
He didn't say fight. He said war. You know, and we can relate to that.
And war, most wars are to the death.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amen.
To the death.
Amen, amen. And we can...
War destruction.
Yes.
It's about the same. The end result
really
is about the same, amen.
It sure is. It sure is. But that's what happened for us in our relationship, because all we did was stay at war with each other because we didn't know each other. We everything that we started finding out about each other, we disliked. We disliked it.
And the end result, it was very much so.
Mm-hmm.
My arrogance, my selfishness, my lack of concern really for the needs of my family at the time, it was just not a real good situation for anybody to be, you know, not having that sharing and loving attitude, quick to anger.
Slow to forgive.
Very slow to forgive, you know. And that's really not the type of relationship that you want to be in with a person like I was at that time, you know. And quick to want to just give up. You know, no stick-to-itiveness, you know, quick to say, you know, okay, whatever, you know, and not willing to change. You know, this is, you got what you got. You know what I was when you met me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not willing to change or wanting to change, you know, and that was so far from, I think that was so far from the truth because I didn't change.
Because that's one of the biggest lies that the enemy makes us tell ourselves, this is just me.
Yeah.
No, that's not you. God did not make you like that.
That's right.
He didn't put that. When God made man, he said, this is good.
Yes, he did.
Man is good.
Amen.
So the stuff that we add to that don't have nothing to do with God. That is not you.
All
and
right,
that's
now
why we have to go back to be able to see each other in with spiritual eyes, like
that's
we was talking
right
about
amen
last night, because
amen
we need to be able to see who God made you. What is this in here, you know, that can't come out here? Because I tell you something, a woman that has a love for God can help a man be able to become the man of God that he wants
that
to be,
so
and
true
vice versa.
That is so true. Because she can see. I know for a fact that you saw things in me that I didn't see in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started looking at you with spiritual eyes, vice versa, you know. But it's until we get past that carnality and
right.
especially desire and lust
mm-hmm.
that we can start seeing people for that. But people that knew you spoke of you in that way, of
mm-hmm.
how to know you was to love you, how a giving spirit you were, and people just loved you.
Amen.
You know, from
thank
the get, I mean, everywhere I went, that's all I heard about you, you know. But then there was a one person that walked up to me and told me something contrary to that and really wanted, was trying to tell me that I was making a mistake. Remember the lady at the club I was telling you about that got up in my ear? I forget what her name was.
Yeah, I forget too.
Yeah, but she had told me some stuff, and I didn't pay it any mind because the other voices I heard outweighed that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a chance to see what she was talking about was, you know,
we spent
some time together,
mm-hmm.
you know. And but for some reason, the other words rang more true than her voice,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if I had to just continue to hear her in my ear, I'd probably been gone a long time ago. You know,
or if things had been different, because we got to realize too that we change people. I know that my actions change your behavior. I remember you used to be a real quiet man. You know, you didn't argue. You know, you didn't curse. But enough of my mouth and enough of me at you. You know, that started to change you. You know, those spirits have jumped. You know what I'm saying? And we have to be real careful about that because, you know, when we was talking about hurt people, that's a spirit. That is a spirit that dwells in us. If we don't start getting the understanding of allowing God to be greater in us, that spirit dwells in us because what we do, we look at those things, and that's the way I was. Everything that you were doing to me that was hurting me, I needed to hurt you bad, you know. Because I have always been the type of person that wanted to be a sweet person. I wanted to be a kind person, but I always felt that those things were rejected in my relationships with others. And when you started being an example of that, then here she comes. It's that girl, you know what I'm saying? You know, she's bad, you know. Well, she had been arrested in me because I did love you. You know, and I wanted to be able to operate in that love, but if it wasn't reciprocated, and then I started feeling everything that I used to feel in relationships, and that's what came back, you know. And that can happen with anybody. We got to be real careful because those, like I said, those spirits jump. If I had been saved and walking in being saved, you know, God, that wouldn't happen for us. But because you were saved, you know, the enemy in me was after you. That's what happened to you. Because what it was, and after this marriage, because we was never supposed to get here.
Right.
We was never supposed to get here. If the enemy would have had his way, but God. Amen.
You know, so much more to this.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes,
Thank you for this because it really opens us up so much as to what really, you know, the true love and relationship is all about.
Amen.
And we need to start viewing it from this standpoint from the beginning before it gets involved in all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just thank God that we had a chance to discuss it this evening.
Amen. I thank you and your prayers out.
Father God, we just thank and praise you right now, Father God, for all that's been revealed, Father God. And hopefully that someone is listening tonight, dear Heavenly Father, and that it can change and save someone's relationship, Father God. And we ask these things now in Jesus' name. For his sake we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we want to thank you for joining us again tonight, and we hope that you will join us again. And just remember that no matter what the problem is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance, the lesson is always love.
I know that you think you can. and prayer. The